on this Independence Day even. It looks like the best weather day of the week. So good news there, Jason Cans.
How does one define the best weather day of the week?
You know, it doesn't have rain. So
okay, we've had, that's good. I'll take that.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be low 80s, sunshine,
perfect.
5 to 10 mile an hour winds. And yeah, I guess it's always subjective. If you like rain, then...
Sure. I mean, you know, some people would say the best weather is when it's like 95, and I would disagree with that. But what you just described sounds wonderful.
Yeah, good. So. It is a 64-degree morning, so the temp up 1 already.
Good.
Yeah, and this is the... The 3rd of July, so I guess we go back to 1776. I mean, I'd have to check my history books, but, you know, we think about July 4th, but maybe things were really commencing towards the writing of the Declaration of Independence, I think, even prior to the 4th.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because things move so fast now, you know, and I think of, how long, you know, the delegates coming and how long did that take? And, you know, all of those things, like when we think of like the Constitutional Convention, it probably took months for everybody to get there. And I can't imagine Thomas Jefferson sat down and penned the Declaration in, 5 minutes. He didn't just shoot off an email.
Didn't he initially send it over Twitter?
Probably. Yeah. That's probably how it went. Yeah.
One of those
160 characters at a time.
One of those dorky jokes I just made, so. Does it get that way between you and your, like, I mean, I like to have fun. I like to be goofy and silly.
Yeah.
And so my wife will just roll her eyes or she'll take it seriously. I'm like, it was just a joke, so.
You know, I think the older Heather and I have gotten, the goofier she has gotten, which I've appreciated. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No comment on the other end, so.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Right. So, I want to tell you that we have Dawson's done this several times on the drive, not the voicemail, which is inviting listeners to call and leave, singing a portion of a certain artist's song and a chance to win a prize. And we've got that today with two tickets to One Fest on the line. And,
nice.
And boy, this is one of our great advertisers. I'm going to have to try to track down which it is here today. But anyhow, this is on the line, and they just need to sing a portion of a Toby Mac song because he's the headliner 1 month from today. How about that?
That's crazy. The summer seems like it's going super fast, just like it always does. And so that's exciting that that's coming up.
Yeah. So do you want to go ahead and be the first right now?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
All right.
My voice isn't quite in shape for that this morning.
All right. Well, there. Don't say we didn't offer you.
Okay.
Okay.
You.
Yeah.
Yep, that's fair.
All right. You can have tomorrow off.
Okay. Good.
Sam Aberle is going to step in here and handle the early morning heavy lifting.
Very good.
And will you be blowing? Well, it's up to you guys if you want to. Any particular plans for the 4th?
The 4th of July, I'm a early to bed kind of person, so about fireworks, I'm like, I don't know. So we don't have any huge plans at this point. Maybe putting in a fence in the backyard.
It sounds like kind of a rainy day, though, to be honest with you. And then tomorrow night they're talking 1 to 2 inches of rain. So,
goodness, that's really rainy.
All of our homes being tested, whether or not they're going to flood. You know, that's basically what it comes
for
down.
Sure. Yep.
All right, we go into the holiday break here, Acts 4, 8 through 12.
It says, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of our people, are we being questioned today because we've done a good deed for a crippled man? Do you want to know how he was healed? Let me clearly state to all of you and to all of the people of Israel that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, the man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. For Jesus is the one referred to in the scriptures where it says, the stone that you builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved.
All right, you've got to actually, I'm going to read just the first paragraph, and then Friday we'll reconvene and read the second one. What would you say in Letters to the Beloved? You say, Peter responded boldly, filled with my Holy Spirit, you leaders are asking us about the healing you witnessed. Listen, I want not only you men meeting here in private, but the whole nation of Israel to know that it is in the name of Jesus from Nazareth, the true Christ, that this man has been made whole. Yes, the same one you crucified, the one who God raised from the dead, it is in his name. Quoting Psalm 118:22, Peter said, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. So let me pause it there, but any final thought here?
Yeah, just I think the idea of being made whole is a theme that I think resonates through certainly the book of Acts and through all of Scripture.
Mm-hmm. All right, good stuff. We'll miss you. But the next song here, Keith and Owen heard us talking about Larry Crabb and I'm a Mess, So Are You. And he said, hey, Hillary Scott has a great song, Beautiful Messes. I sent it to you yesterday. Any chance you get to listen to it?
I didn't listen to it yet.
Well, I'm going to let the listeners get a listen to it right now. And you check out your version. We'll talk about it when we reconvene on Friday.
Sounds good.
Here on WWIB. Yes, thank you, Keith. Beautiful Message. Wonderful song. You're going to love it. Hillary Scott and the Scott family on Whip. 66 Degrees. Good morning.
Are you spinning in a lie that keeps on telling you that you're not good enough? When you're looking in the mirror, do you see someone impossible? Carry it all, even at our worst, to him we ain't lost, 'cause it's just beautiful messes.
Yeah, hey, this is Randy from Stanley with a Toby Mac try for those tickets. How about He's Never Late? Help is on the way. He's never early, he's never late. It could be midday or midnight. Help is on the way. And that's my try for the Toby Mac tickets or for One Fest. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, Randy.
Thanks for being there and for giving us these crazy contests. Have a good day.
All right, guys. This is Paul from Willard. I cannot believe I'm doing this, but I guess it shows what men do for their wives. So I'm going to try to win my wife these tickets. Because when my world falls into pieces, you were there faithfully. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you made a way for me. I may never be the same man, but I'm a man who still believes. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you were there faithfully. At least try to give Randy one other competition. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Good morning. This is Sherry from Weddle. I'm going to try and win some Toby Mac tickets for my granddaughter. I hope he forgives me for what I'm about to do to his song. Here goes. You know, I was all but lost in the moment. I was young and running wide and open. Mm-hmm. It was just another summer, and I had to be the last thing on my mind. When love broke through, you found me in the darkness, wandering through this desert. I was a hopeless fool. Now I'm hopelessly devoted. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Sherry in Whitehall. Fantastic. All right, our first female to step up this morning.
I'm sorry for this. This is Kevin from Fulton City, but you asked for it. It's been a long year. It's almost taken me down, I swear. Life was so good. I'm not sure I know what I had. I've never been the same man. I'll never feel like I did before. It's been a long year. It almost took me down.
So what in the world are we doing here In case you're just joining us, it's your chance to win some OneFest tickets, courtesy of Trendstone Surfaces in Eau Claire.
Yeah, thanks so much to them for being a OneFest sponsor. We are doing, it's not The Voice, Caleb, but it's The Voicemail. And people may have heard this on The Drive with Dawson, but we brought it onto the Wib Wake Up Show.
Yeah, so 1 month away from Toby Mac and his headlining performance on Saturday night at OneFest 2024 in Kadat. Again, tickets and info, and you can see all of our great OneFest covered sponsors, the businesses that are helping make our promotion coverage of OneFest 2024 possible at wwib.com/OneFest. And so this giveaway is open to everyone, again, as long as you haven't already won OneFest tickets from us, 715-396-1670. And it really, we're encouraging you to have some courage and sing a little bit for us.
That's right. And so far, we have, not that it's a competition or anything, just noting, we've had four guys and one female so far who have left their Toby Mac singing voicemail.
Well, I do believe we have another lady who just entered hers. So let's take a listen here. This looks like Beth from Eau Claire.
Good morning. This is Beth Beach with Toby Mac's Me Without You. Just a little bit of it's one of my favorite songs. Used to like to dance to it. So here goes. I'd be packing my bags when I need to stay and chasing every breeze that blows my way. I'd be building my kingdom just to watch it fade away. It's true, that's me without you. Oh, 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 that's me without you. Oh, 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 that's me without you. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, don't know where I'd be without you. Whoa, without you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Beth. You know, one of the things I'm loving about this, Toby Mac has done so many songs over the years. I think we've had no repeats so far.
Yeah, and what's fun about this as well, too, and again, leave us your voicemail, 715-396-1670. Sing a snippet of a Toby Mac song. It's not The Voice, it's the voicemail here in the Wib Wake Up Show for your chance to win those OneFest tickets, courtesy of Trendstone Surfaces of Eau Claire. It's a Win It Wednesday, and it's not The Voice, it's the voicemail. Your chance to win two tickets to OneFest 2024, full event tickets plus parking, courtesy of one of our OneFest covered sponsors, Trendstone Surfaces of Eau Claire. Here's another entry as we're saying, hey, sing a snippet of a Toby Mac song and leave us in a voicemail with it, 715-396-1670. This is Linda from Chippewa.
Lights shine bright everywhere we go, music for the people to illuminate the soul. Lights shine bright everywhere we go, music for the people making music for the people. Lights shine bright everywhere we go, music for the people to illuminate the soul. Lights shine bright everywhere we go, music for the people. Jesus, your music for the people. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Wow.
Yeah, Toby Mac featuring Holland on that one, Light Shines Bright. And, man, that's another call that we're like, man, maybe you should go up on stage and sing with Toby.
She should be a background singer with him.
Hi, this is Brenda from Loyal. Speak life to the deadest, darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the brokenhearted. Watching them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love. You speak life. Speak life. This is Brenda from Loyal.
Thank you, Brenda. Yeah, appreciate that. You know, that song, Speak Life, is one of my favorites from Toby Mac, and it comes off one of the greatest albums ever anywhere. Eye on It is just so good.
That
our
was
family
a great album.
Just listen to that thing forever.
Yeah, just great. Here is our latest entry. They'll show you how it's done. Calling from, I believe, the Plum City area.
This is the Derek family, and we're going to sing our favorite Toby Mac song.
Maybe midnight or midday. Never early, never late. He'll stand by what he claims. I live without what to say. Help is on the way, running the corner. Help is on the way, coming for ya. Help is on the way, yeah, yeah. I live without what to say. Help is on the way.
Maybe midnight or midday, never early, never late. He gon' stand by what he claimed, living enough life to save.
I heard your heart, I see your pain, out in the dark, out in the rain.
Hi, my name is Jennifer from Augusta.
It may be midnight or midday, it's never early, never late. He gonna stand by what he claims. I lived enough life to say, help is on the way. Round in the corner, help is on the way. Coming for ya, help is on the way. Yeah, yeah, I lived enough life to say, help is on the way.
Thank you, have a great day.
Dang, girl. Wow, tell me you sing in church. That was something. Jennifer from Augusta. And again, all are welcome to enter. Maybe you're a great singer like Jennifer, or maybe you can't carry a tune in a bucket. I don't know. But you've got less than a minute left. WWIB Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 73 degrees. We've had so much fun on a Win It Wednesday, and it's been a bit since a Win It Wednesday hasn't been trivia related. But great job again, our friend from Medford that solved Tuesday trivia on a Tuesday, which allowed us to do something different here on a Win It Wednesday. And so we did not the voice, but the voicemail contest you've heard on the drive before, and courtesy of Trendstone Surfaces of Eau Claire, one of our great OneFest coverage sponsors. We are going to now award by random selection from everybody who entered via voicemail their Toby Mac song snippet. We are now going to award two tickets with parking to OneFest 2024.
And before you do that, this is not everybody, but this gives you an idea of the many contributors today. Range from Randy and Stanley to Paul and Willard to Sherry and Whitehall, Luke and Ladysmith, Kevin in Fountain City, Beth in Eau Claire, Tamara in Holcomb, Lena in Prentice, Brenda in Loyal, Rose in Phillips, Linda in Chippewa Falls, Beth in Elk Mound, Jana in Plum City, and Jennifer in Augusta. How about that?
Man, that is fantastic. And so here is the winning voicemail again by random pick. Here's who wins.
Does it don't matter where you come from? I know we can get through this. It might feel like it's been so long, but we keep on keeping on. It might feel like an uphill climb, always some kind of battle. But you've got more than you on your side, and we're gonna see the light. Have a great day, guys.
Well, well done. That's Tamara from Holcomb. And you, Tamara, are going to OneFest, courtesy of Trendstone Surfaces in Eau Claire.
Congratulations.
Toby Mac with Rest on Life After Death, that phenomenal project. WWIB Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Halvo, 1 month away from Toby Mac live in concert in person at OneFest 2024, the Saturday night headliner.
Fantastic. Love doing this. Thanks so much to our friends at Trendstone Surfaces for sponsoring, and we're so appreciative to all of our sponsors who make our OneFest coverage possible. And thanks so much to Tamara in Holcomb. She doesn't have to wait to tomorrow to win. She won today.
That's really good. You should have saved that for Make Us Laugh Monday. Well done. Hey, we'll catch you bright and early on Friday morning. Thank you so much to Sam Aberley for filling in for us on Independence Day. You all have a safe and happy 4th of July as we celebrate this great nation and praise God for his blessings.